Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you. I imagine what what my life would have been without Jesus. Or maybe you should also ask yourself, you probably have an idea where you probably would be without Jesus. Do you know that this name alone is what is holding the is holding this world back from imploding? Oh, but please sit down. People have ideas, oh. If you know what is going on inside people's head. If you know what is going on inside people's head, this is only people sitting down here. These people sitting down, if you know the things going on in their head. This world, God would have out of anger. I think he used water the last time. Use water. This one, I will bring water, bring fire, bring thunder, bring hail, bring everything. And just and get out of anger and move to Venus or Jupiter. I'm telling you. There are things you would have done, but for Jesus. There are people that deserve the slap, hot one. Because that hot slap would have explained what you are trying to say better than the actually what you said, actually what I meant. Actually, oh, no, it's slap. When you give them that one, they'll just, your reset. But you see, I go to bed, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect. But sincerely, since I met Jesus, I don't go to bed thinking that, oh, maybe something will happen at night. Let it happen. There's something about this Jesus. When you know him, the first thing he removes out of your life is fear of unknown. Even when you are back against the wall, you will just be. Have you seen the Lord encourage you before? Who has experienced it before? The Lord said that, don't worry, it will be okay. I will settle it. Yeah, like he said to it now. He said, no, it's not now, but I will settle it. And the day he now chooses to do it, you'll be like, wow. You won't even see that day coming. Like, it will just happen. When I left the bank and I went back, I told myself I won't go back for a while. So I went back after 6 months. And I stood in the banking hall. And for 10 minutes, nobody recognized me. Then somebody, you know, they were talking to me. Oh. I said, oh boy, this is not my real face. Oh. There's a kind of money you will have. Even your voice will change. Do you know that most rich people have very husky voices? There's a way they talk. It's not that they are, it's just something happened to their voice. Because there's a way you see the balance. They are alert. I got to the bank. Man of God. Nobody recognized me, including my boss. After 10 minutes, Benga. Is you? I say, yes. I've been standing here. Say, you have changed. I say, really? It still looks like me. Say, that means you are right. I said, I knew I was right. Say, wow. They say, we are still here. Oh. I say, come and do what I'm doing. So what I say, I'm carrying cocaine. If God tells you what you need to do today, can you do it? If God tells you, go and jump down from that three-story building, and then your miracle will come. Oh, you think he has not done it before? After waiting 25 years for a child, then he wakes you up in the night. You know, the way your wife wakes you up in the night trying to discuss something. You understand? Trying to discuss something. You know? Let me wear my glass so I can be seeing people I'm pointing to. I won't be pointing at somebody's wife. I just want to talk about something. I beg. This one, When I'm tired, I don't think well. Because one of the first commandments in my own. I don't discuss important things at night. Because you can manipulate me. I say, okay, yeah. If you don't want me to talk too much about anything, just tell me at night. Okay. It's well. All right. If you want me to analyze, call me in the morning. Okay, have you thought of this? No, that's not proper. And I will finish your credit. God gave a man a child 25 years after the prophecy. He now came the night. Bro, how's business? Say fine. How's market? Say, I heard you guys, I heard Bitcoin has gone up. Say, yeah. Say, you have some? I say, yeah. Say, yeah. You are doing well. Say, your wife, as for market, say, well, we thank God, it's your grace. And your son, your only son. So you understand who he's talking about. I'm not asking about the other one. That one that it was you like Egyptian women. You know, you have this thing for fair, and Abraham loved fair women. Isaac also loved fair. Oh, you this is runs in the family. Yeah. So your only son. So till about him. When day break, meet me. We want to talk, but bring him. Carry knife, because we are going to kill him. Now, question. If you have not been hearing God well before, God now say, bring your son. Me, I will even think about it. And it's like my mind is playing game. There's nothing to think about. The only problem is that when God spoke to Abraham, Abraham knew it was God. That's the only problem. Do you think Abraham told his wife, we are going to kill somebody? Say, I've always known that this man. I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain that one in English. Check Google. Eh? Go to African Magic. When they say, the way you have been behaving, people think you have future. But we already knew that last. You will still end up disgracing everybody. Say, now, you came up and said, God said, let's look at the previous prophecies and then measure it with this one. How consistent, you know, I was telling you when I was in Chelsea yesterday and they lost. And you are drinking. I said, this is going to affect you. Now, there is just 2 a.m. God said, bro, this is not God. Then they called me. Pastor Gwenga, hear what brother Abraham, Abraham is saying. I say, Dickie, this one, it doesn't sound like God though. He says what he told me. You agree or not, I'm going. So eventually, that's how you didn't have child again in this life. Brother Abraham. If Abraham had told his wife, you just see her. Say, today, one of us will meet Baba God. Say, what I'm telling you is that when God told me, I don't want to hear anything. Now, everybody, we hear what we cooked. That the whole house got caught fire and burnt. Useless man. Since you were watching the Arsenal, I knew something will happen. Because that Chelsea is a drink. It's one thing like this. That Chelsea gin like this. It is like this. When the bus driver, that's what they take it before they enter the road. Since that Chelsea match, I knew there would be problem. Now you say, Isaac, the other boy, you did not see that one. Did God say any son or did he say Isaac? He said, actually, the way he spoke, Oga, see, there will be problem in this house. Oh, man, the problem. Do you understand? But Abraham knew what God said to him. And Abraham knew, for every promise, there is a cost. The question I ask you again, If God tells you today what you need to do to secure the next 50 years for your life and your family, can you do it? There was a problem in the universe. Mankind had gone mad. God was tired of killing people, killing people, killing people. Then they had a meeting. If we keep killing like this, nobody will worship us again. What do we do? 25 elders. The floor is open. And the side is because we can bring one idea. Say, Oga, Oga, Oga. We are not talking about idea. I say we want to save these people. But they are not even the people say, no, we say they're too the year word. More we'll kill them. More we'll just kill them. Let them join our heaven alone. Then the Son of God and those people say that was not the original plan. So they were having a meeting. You see, it's good that you are giving idea and suggestion on something when you don't know that you are the one that will pay the price. But you know, we are still discussing. So we need to move 10 trailers to the site. We need to buy 100 clinics of granite. We need to do this. Everybody planning, 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 planning. Oh, planning. At the end of the day, could they work? Esa, if you want to save these people, it was my first son, Adam, that put them in trouble. We need another son to remedy the defect. Currently, I only have one son left. My boy. I don't know. I know, you know, you is the person that wants to die. Do you understand? See, I said your brother, Adam, he created the problem. Huh? So we need another boy to remedy it. The prodigal son too had just, there were just two of them like that. One went on his own Yahoo. You know what they call Yahoo? He went on his own arrangement. But there was a son that stayed in the house. There are always two sons. Hmm? All those stories Jesus was telling you, they are not stories, you. It's his own matter he is telling you. Do you know Adam is in heaven? Oh yeah, leave it. We'll come back another day. But just put it somewhere. Adam is not in hell, you. The guy that caused... let me remove. We are not fighting. That thing has plenty of anointing. Hold on. You go and check it. Don't weigh it on the scale. You see the anointing. They had a meeting and the decision came to one man. The son of the man who brought up the idea of fixing the world. Does it make sense? That the only way the debt could be paid was by death. Real dying. The first son sold out. If Jesus by chance sells out, it's over. There's no other. There's nothing again. Just die and go to hell. When Satan came to him on that mountain, you came for the kingdom. I have the kingdom. Let us say to you, don't die. Don't die. You're a young man. You still have a bright future. You understand? Everything in life is not until you shed blood, you know. There are principles in the business world that you can use. You can leverage on relationships. Every time you go against the counsel of God, for God, it is disobedience. For Satan, it is worship. I don't know if you heard that one. If you heard it, you have done well. I said, every time you disobey God, for him it is rebellion. For Satan, it is worship. Nobody will see Satan and worship him. Just the same way God said, to obey is better than what? That, and to hearken than the than the fat of rams. So many people are worshiping Satan and their name is Chris, Christian, Christopher, Christian, Christiana Mampo. They have all kinds of nice, nice names. But their values and their position only reflect Satan worship. God got to a point where they said, if we want to save these people, somebody must pay the ultimate price. Do you know that as at the time of this meeting, before the foundations of the earth, our Lord Jesus Christ didn't have that name Jesus. There was nobody in heaven bearing Jesus. In fact, the scripture says he was in the bosom of the Father. That means he was not a separate entity. That's why when he said, I am in the Father and the Father is in me, he was not, it was not a, what do you call that part of speech? Huh? Did you say? It's not a metaphor. He was actually telling you where he was. I am in the Father and my Father is in me. He was, there was nobody in the heavens that was bearing that name Jesus. They knew him as the Word. When he went back to heaven, he went back as his former identity. There are three that bear witness in heaven. Is it 2 John now? Or 1 John? The Father, the what? The what? So when he went back, you see his power is coded secretly in that identity. It is that configuration that allows the end user to be able to use Jesus, and it works. He is not the only one bearing Jesus, but he's the only one bearing Jesus that his name works. Because there is a there is a connection. How did Jesus get to the point where his name became so powerful that even sometimes unbelievers use it and it works? But again, I ask you, if God says to you today that for you to get to where he wants you to get to, the price is that you will not leave this country, that you will not relocate abroad. Meanwhile, even your pastor already has a dual citizenship. We are just waiting to know, because we don't know what will happen. So we have something, sha. So don't think that maybe if they say ta ta ta, you may not see some of us. You some of you are saying, hey, she, you have heard. Even pastor wants to run away. Mosa wonurelo. Mosa wonurelo. Akpata. Aye aye. Mosa wonure. My visa is with him. Because some of you are saying, hey, she, you see now. Canada, Canada. Don't go and jump inside fire. When they said in that meeting that it was Jesus, God's son, they didn't pick, it was convenient to use Michael. It was convenient to select Gabriel. But they said, if you want the price to be really paid, a son caused the problem, a son must fix it. It's a family matter. Omoyin lo se. Now your son, all these things, Satan, Satan, now your son. Your son gave audience to the devil. His wife gave, allowed the devil come here. I even gave him a cup of tea. While she was preaching, the devil was preaching to her. And meanwhile, she's a pastor's wife. It is also your son that must be allowed to remedy it. Please, I want you to understand that The selection for Jesus was not that he wanted to be macho. He came with a clear family commandment to remedy the situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you still with me? Come on, say it's a family matter. Come on, tell me it's a family matter. So when you came to Jesus, they also brought you into that same family. Your name is Agnes Christ. Hallelujah. When you say in Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, is your family Oriki that you are referring to. It's not one name there, it's our family name. It's like a seal. It's like a company seal. Only those who are directors there have that seal. So don't call his name again as if he's far off, as if you need to charge something. It's your family name you are talking about here. When you get your village, say Onyechi, say of which family? That they will ask you which family. It's not like what we do now in Lagos. We've sold all the land. We don't even know which family is family again. If you go to the southeast, they will ask. They know every family that belongs to every community. It will say Mazi Chukwuebuka. Say which one? Because there are two. Say one or four. Say you have. I can see the face of your father. It's a family matter. The issue between Satan and God was because God brought a boy into his house and took him in like a son, and the boy rebelled against the owner of the house. It's a family matter. They allowed him hang around when they were having family meeting. They didn't send him out, so he knew too much, and he thought he could use Baba's weakness against him. There are some sons that are bastards. He knew too much. Do you know that? Oh my God. And I heard this from my Smuro. It was so powerful. Do you know that Satan is not the most powerful angel that rebelled against God? Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know. You thought Satan is very powerful. There were some of those angelic beings. When they sent them out of heaven, the Bible says God changed in Jude. He changed them. This one must not be allowed to go out. They changed these ones. After that rebellion, they have not seen the day. Because these ones are bloodthirsty. These ones are so wicked. They will do the work of Satan better than the man that is there. Go and read Jude. There are some of those demons. Fallen angels, they are so wicked. The Bible said God had to chain them in outer darkness. Since that day, they have not been allowed to go out. That's how serious. Do you not see that the man has said, "Now Satan, I don't know where to have. I just did it. It doesn't come from my mind. You are talking about a guy, minister of culture and worship. He only appeals to you by seduction. But if you have allowed the word of God to gradually win your heart, his influence over you will be very little or nothing. In Philippians chapter 2, I have four Bible verses, but I'm not sure you can bear it, because you people want to go on to the other church where they don't use wall clock. You want to go and pray. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, as was also. So if Christ had this mind, then this mind that we want to look into now is important for us. Let me tell you. Stop looking for what is not missing. I want to give you the key. Once I give you this key now, open any door you like. Next verse. Look at the mind and thought pattern. That even though he was in the image of God, thought it not robbery. Are you with me? He did not allow the thought.
that he was co-equal with God. Get into his head. Because the issue that brought Eve down was the issue of, if you eat this fruit, you will be like God. Hey! Are you still here? I said the issue was aspiration towards unnecessary things. The thing that brought us here was not because Eve wanted to offend God. It was because somebody said, if you eat this knowledge, if you take this training, Caesar, Python, Cobra, CCNA, CCMP, Wizard, you see, and all these computer people, and all the names they have chosen for themselves. Computer people and soldiers, they are the same. You hear things like crocodile dance. You hear things like snake dance. My brother, when you see them, don't steal. They may be on their way to your house. So soldiers and computer guys, I want to do a research and find out if they have the same mother and father, because their names are very similar. If you eat this fruit, you will begin to behave like God. Everything God needs to do, you can do it. What does that mean? You won't need God again. Abi, you'll be a man of yourself. Who doesn't want to be a man of himself? Who doesn't like freedom? You are just doing boy. We want to help you. We see your potential. It was that conversation that brought us to where we are now. We are still aspiring now. We are not getting there. So when he came, he thought it not robbery. He already saw the way the brother fell. And that the issue started with wanting to be like God. Meanwhile, the scripture already says, ye are God, and all of you are children. If you understand this scripture, see, the way you walk will change. He said, but you will die like men. Why? Because you don't know you are God. He said, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. Quickly. But what? Who made him? Look at that scripture. He said he made himself. Who made him? He decided, if I must do this work and get it right, I need to bring myself down. This is the key to divine power, unquestionable authority in the realm of the spirit. If you like, fast. If you like, pray. If your shoulders are like this, square, you cannot amount to anything in the spiritual. He brought himself down. Made himself of no reputation. Do you know what it means to be of no reputation? When people are talking, say, yeah, that was the commissioner for finance, Mr. Ezekiah Chibundu. This is Mazi Nwafor. Know him, he was the PA to the president last term. Now he's the ambassador. That's him. And they'll be using her like this to be calling people's reputation. And when they come to Jesus, they say, ha, we don't even know you. He doesn't really have any special. He's always here, you know. He's always here. He always assists us. But he's a good guy. He's a good man. But no title. He made himself of no reputation. He was the creator of the world. But when he came in, there was no noise. Took upon him the what? In those days, this is how Adam and Eve used to work. If there's any visitor, it's Eve that will go and answer them. If she answered and threw all of us into problem. Every time he's passing, the animal say, Baba. You are blessed. See the way he's even saying it. Hey, you are blessed. You are doing well. It's not pride, though. Now God give him the power. But our Baba Jesus, he looked the man way down. Like he said, if we go survive, we need to bring this thing down. The anointing is there, but you need to bring it down. took upon him the form of a what? Of what? This is what most of us don't want to be. We want to blow using God's name. See, if this is the condition that Baba set for his son, please, it will be wrong. My time is up. It will be wrong to have another syllabus and think that God will approve it. This is the maker of heaven and earth. They say, if you are going there, you must be a servant. So even though Thomas was very stupid and was always asking stupid questions, Jesus still used clothes, wash his leg. The nicest things they ever did for Jesus was to allow him sit on a donkey. Can you imagine? Donkey. Jangilova. Epomoto. Jangilova. So yeah, Baba, no further. No further. You know, say never ride this kind of thing before. Oh yeah, hola, hola. Hey, Peter, hold that side. Hola, hola. Hey, your king, yo. Your king, they pass you. Your king, they pass you. Now wave. That's the best thing. After that, they just hang the guy straight. They kill him. They just kill the guy straight. They kind of top donkey. Go cross. They kill the guy. Say, go die. Vain is the promotion of man. The same people that will tell you, you made a good presentation today, they will go back and say, what's that? She's not. Why are you paying her $4,000, $3,000? He took upon him the son of a servant. This is the cross and the glory. And was made in the likeness of men. Next verse. Quickly, quickly. I need to end this in 2 minutes. And was being found in fashion as a man. When people said, we heard that the Son of God is on earth, and they came to earth hoping to meet a mighty force, then they saw Hephzibah. They saw Hephzibah washing clothes outside. Sorry. We are looking for the Son of God that was sent to heaven. They say he's in this compound. He say it's like I'm the one. Say, no. You are you the one helping him here? We want to see the man of God. Some of you will be amazed. As some of us, we still wash clothes. Even though there's washing machine. Sometimes you need to do it to remember where you are coming from. That there was a day, there was a period of your life. That small bar soap, you have to find out to manage it. It's not this one you say, go and buy me another soap. This is the soap. You will still bath with it. I didn't say bait. I say bath. See, bait. So manage that thing very well. For the sake of the sister you are going to greet, you have to just find a way to. So some of you know what I'm talking about, and you are blessed because you have left that level now. You're a big man of God. Amen. So he said he humbled himself. They went to look for the Son of God, and they found a man. Washing clothes. Carpenter, no. Bro, talk where it's like we came to the wrong address. Oh, we came the way we came in, even this area looks dirty, it cannot be here. And when he got to the point he was going to be killed, what did he do? He became obedient to death. Do you know what that means? He allowed death kill him. A man that could not be killed gave permission and said, yeah, take my life. But before he got to that point, he went into his prayer room and received grace and humility to allow death kill him. Because he was unkillable. He was the one who said, I have to lay my life down for it to go. It's impossible to kill me. So he prayed, if it is possible, it's not possible, you will die, nani. It's impossible, you die, nani. Let your will be done. And then death could still not kill him until on the cross he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Death quickly arrested him before he changed his mind. He became obedient even unto death. What type of death? The death of the cross. Next verse quickly. Wherefore, Torino, because of this, because of his attitude, because of his willingness to be unknown, because of his willingness to obey his father and be the sacrifice, knowing that he may not even come back, not knowing the outcome of that decision to obey his father, wherefore his father also exalted. That means he was here and his father was here. Say, today have I begotten you. Hebrews chapter 1. That's how we got into. Oh my God. Ah, teaching chef. Ah, he said, this. He said, today have I begotten. There was a day they gave birth to him. Today have I begotten you. And he exalted him. Come and stand where I'm standing. From today, people will pray with your name. Aha. Aha. You are getting it now. Aha. Either though you have asked me nothing. Ask that your joy may be full. He said, now I want to honor that thing you said. I want to give you a name that is above every other name. You don't understand? Every in heaven. Leave earth. That name is the weightiest, heaviest in heaven. It's not permitted for you to mention that name. And heaven will be standing. They will be on their knees. That's how powerful that name is. Hallelujah. It's not possible for you to mention that name. Then any force in hell will say, what are you doing? The moment you mention that name, you are no more standing in your authority. But in the authority of a man whose name was exalted. Do you understand what that scripture means? That if there was any name that God ever had, he subjected that name. To be redefined within the context of the name of his own son. Because when he raised him up, he did not leave anything out. He put his own name. And now said, I now honor my word more than my name. Who is the word of God? Jesus. God brought his own authority. Place it and say, rule in the midst of your enemies, sir. Rule, that is why we can cast out devils, sir. We may not be driving limousine, but we have a tongue of the learned that compels demons, sir, to listen to us, sir. That is why we know that we are present and heavily representationed in the realm of the spirit. And when we come, we did not come in our name. Because this is Kenny Christ. Tobe Christ. Tina Christ. It is not just a name. It's a DNA. That wherever you go, the mark of your genealogy, your lineage, that when you come and they say, which family? You say Christ. They know you in the realm of the spirit. It is a powerful revelation. He went to the cross to get us to that point where we can now begin to redeem our families back. We can start redeeming our cities back. We can now start redeeming our nations back. The problem was caused by a son. Now he has mandated that his sons and daughters fix the problem. So now Jesus has sat down waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. But you see, that footstool, he said, the earth is my footstool. This is where the warfare is going on now. That footstool is where the battle is going on now. That battle for your prophecy. That battle for your destiny. That battle for your child. That battle for your next season is going on here at the footstool. At that region of the footstool, that's where you have demons. That is also where you have the sons of God that are still alive. Battling for territories. You can't touch my dad. You got to let your hands go. Because now you know that in your lineage, this is an aberration. So you become angry in your spirit. My mother cannot die until she has known the Lord. Not because of you. Because in our lineage, it is an aberration. We don't have mad people here. We don't have mad people in our lineage. So now anything that you are refusing it because in our lineage, it's not there. I say it's not there. I say it's not there. That marital delay is not there. I said that joblessness is not there. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That looking to the heavens and looking and wondering where your help is. That thing is not in your lineage. Because in our lineage, even if Lazarus is dead for days, the day we get to the tomb, it is resurrection morning. We are not without help. We are not without direction. We are not without support. We are not without favor. We are a people helped by God. We are a people helped by God. We were in darkness. Now he has brought us into light. But it is not just that he did it, but that we now know it. We know it. We know it. We know it. That is why we're not going to take nothing. We are going to recover everything. We are going to recover everything. We are going to recover everything. We are going to recover it. Come on, say it's not in our lineage. It's not in our lineage. It's not. When the devil tries to tell you, tell him it is not in our lineage. I am Agnes Christ. It's not in my lineage. I am Tobechukwu Christ. It is not in my lineage. Oh, Baraka Tabalika Borianda. It's not in our lineage. It's not in our lineage. I am in Kem Christ. I am Michael Christ. I am Benga Christ. I am David Christ. It is not in our lineage. It is not in our lineage. The Son of God became a son of man, so that the son of man might become the son of God. Our lineage is directly streamed from the finished work of Christ. It's directly streamed from Jesus himself. You are no more under a curse. You are no more under a curse. There is no more curse. Jesus has taken away every delay and every curse. Give him glory and magnify him. Give him glory and magnify him. Listen, if you live here with anything, it is that certain things are not in your lineage. Let it enter your spirit. You are not permitted to start a business and it fails again, because it's not in your lineage. If people are selling pure water and everybody wants bottled water, the day you start selling pure water, their desire will change. Because in your lineage, you are not permitted to fail. Jesus was a successful carpenter. You are not permitted to fail. If Jesus wanted to get married, he would have gotten married. And today that embargo is over. Amen. I said that embargo is over. Amen. I said that embargo is over. Amen. Listen to me. It's not in our lineage. There is nobody that comes to Jesus, stays with him, that remains the same. Listen to me. This season, if you hear this word and you believe that you are directly connected to the mainframe, you are directly connected to your root in Christ, that you are not alone, that you have never been alone, that you have never been disconnected, that everything that happened to you was to bring you to that point where you saw your root in Christ, then I say to you that the days of your rejoicing are here. I said to you, the days of your rejoicing are here. I said to you, the days of your rejoicing are here. Then you can now engage the enemy. And at the gates, you can now engage the enemy. At the gates, and then you can take charge of everything that has been taken away from you. For the book of Proverbs says to us, when a thief steals because he's hungry, nobody says anything. But when he's caught, he shall be made to pay back 7 times. I prophesy. Everything that was taken out of your life, your joy, your peace, your breakthrough, your marriage, your children, whatever were prosperity, whatever was taken out of your life, on the strength of this resurrection, they are returned sevenfold. They are returned sevenfold. They are returned sevenfold. They are returned sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When I was in the hospital for yellow fever, and they discharged me because they could not help me, and that doctor, that Hausa doctor, came to my house and he said to my dad, this boy must not be allowed to die because God has a plan for his life. In the future, he's going to serve God. He's going to be very significant in his time. And God sent me to continue where the doctors failed. And he said to me, young man, I've always known you. I know the call of God is upon your life, but I'm going to ask you to use your faith. So he said, look at this pallor. Begin to run around this pallor. Don't stop until you feel your strength come back. There is an element of faith. Sometimes between what God says and the manifestation, there is an element of faith that you only can trigger. The man said, start running. And he said, run very fast. And I started running very fast. Run like you are free. Run like you are married. Run like you've got a business. Run like you've got the next level. Run like you've got it all sorted out. The guy said, run, Benga. Dr. Wudiri said, run. And I started running. And my parents were just looking. They didn't know what to make of this madman. The man was an awesome man, but he was a man of God. He said, Benga, run. And he kept cheering me on. And I kept running. He said, faster, faster. You are faster than this. Faster, faster, faster. Then he said, stop. And I stopped. He said, check your body. Where is it? Oh my God, I've never seen anything in my life. I was there, I started weak, but yet I was standing stronger. I said, my God, I'm healed. I couldn't believe it. This is my testimony. Weeks in the hospital. The day I heard that that man went on to be with the Lord, I was so broken because I remember that day when he said, Benga, run. Benga, run. Benga, run. Run for your future. Run for your destiny. Run away from those things that hold you back. Run from those negative prophecies. Run away from those negative feedbacks. Run from those things people said to you. Run from those hurtful things you heard. Run! Run! And I ran. And I haven't stopped running. I haven't stopped running. You haven't stopped running. Today in the name of Jesus, and on the strength of the hand of God that has helped me in my weakness, I speak into your life. You are finding your strength again. You are finding your strength again. You are finding your strength again. You will not be weak. You will not be tired. In the name of Jesus. Now as an act of faith, clap your hands and give him praise. Is that the best you can do? Run. 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 Run, for the Lord has given you victory. Shout, for the Lord has given you victory. Shout, for the Lord has given you victory. Shout, for the Lord has given you victory. Ragadabakarabakariadagadabakadada. Oh, 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 he's able.